Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Jay.
And actually, we're a radio show that exists on SiriusXM. That's right. For full episodes of The Bonfire, go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer. For our stand-up tour dates, go to DanSoder.com and BigJComedy.com.
And now, The Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Understand, under the Miami moon, you can make billions. Welcome to Billions Miami.
How do you not like Pitbull, dude?
I do. I never did, but now I do.
You can fix it.
I feel like this is broken.
Nah, you can get it. Bobby will help you out. Welcome back to the Bonfire, SiriusXM Fashion Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. Big J Okerson in Los Angeles with the Skanks. Wow. They got a lot of cool stuff going on out there. Bobby Kelly sitting in. Our guest is from the Here's the Scenario podcast. You can catch him live February 17th in Grand Rapids. It's Brendan Sagalo.
Oh, Mr. Worldwide.
What's up, brother? Dude, you and Bobby and those black look like stagehands. You guys look like you're going to change the scenery.
I didn't know.
We got fucking Broadway stagehands over
like
here.
You dressed in all black, bro.
I always dress like this.
Yeah, dude. What are you?
What happened to you?
What are you guys, a theater troupe? I'm just going to keep using the same example because I'm a fucking idiot.
Let's do hands in,
bro. Dude, I love this music.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really do?
Brings me back, dude.
To what? What does it bring you back to? I want to know what it brings you back to.
Just fucking taking ecstasy and hitting.
You did? Did you?
Yeah, dude.
Were you a club kid?
No. I wasn't a club. I always hated that, and I hated Pasha, and I hated all that stuff, but...
Yeah. But you wanted to be there.
When the mood hits.
Dude. Oh, dude, yeah. When you're by yourself, and you can just do a little wiggling.
Actually, I was never, a club guy, but I'll listen to this, on the subway.
Oh, just to get you pumped to go into the city?
Yes.
I used to go to discos back in Medford.
What?
They had discos.
Yeah, they're
like
called clubs,
disco.
Dude. You're dating yourself.
We call them
yourself.
Discos. So I don't care.
Call it a club.
I don't care. You, okay. You're being ageist.
Did you dance? Did you?
Yeah,
dance?
Yeah, I went. Me and my friends would go to the Palace Disco. The
what
palace.
Songs would bump? Would it be
Cool in the Gang? A lot of Cool in the Gang.
It's how ladies' cool. night.
She's fresh, exciting.
Oh yeah, that song rules. She's fresh.
You drop
fresh.
The bomb on me. Baby.
Music just used to be what commercial songs are now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Fresh.
And they're like, yeah, dude, it's funny. It's like Demolition Man.
Dude, you dropped a bomb on me.
Like, who is that? By the Gap Band.
Oh, listen, this is, this. No, listen to this.
This is the Gap Band. Is this Gap Band?
No,
it's Gap Band. Fresh.
Cool in the Gang. This is fresh. Listen to this.
How'd you dance?
Bobby's in the club going,
I'll
get the
booze. I'll show you right now.
I'm actually from Medford. Yeah. I got a cousin up in Somerville.
Bobby's got some fucking moves.
I'm actually not allowed to go in there because I fucking stabbed a guy. I don't know. I was sober since I was 15. I was a fucking problem.
Maybe once or twice.
Oh, damn. Yes, do you and Dawn have disco night when Max goes to bed?
Yeah, we dance. We have a button in our house that you push, and every time you push it, you have
disco
to dance.
Disco ball comes down.
Yeah. She goes, Bobby, I'm going to go put the dress on. He goes, put the kid to sleep. Let's get fucking
fresh.
Yeah, Max is going to grow up, and he's going to be like, yeah, you know how when you go to sleep, your parents just blast disco music? Yeah, he's going to think everyone does that.
He goes, you go to sleep, and that's when your parents have their time, which is always disco music.
Oh, I love it. Right here, right here.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's going on?
I was like, I don't think Bobby actually knows what Party Boy is.
Look at this music video.
Hey, you really got the night.
Those damn little microphones.
Damn, Bobby, you probably wearing
right here.
So shiny.
Oh, how lovely. Like a dream come true. I'll do anything to spend the night with you.
It's got the lyrics right there. What a feeling.
I'm reading the lyrics.
And I can't stop, baby. Yeah. Miss Frisky Lady.
Frisky Lady.
Do you call Dawn Frisky Lady?
I call her Rende.
Let's get
you
frisky.
You go, fucking
frisky.
Hey. You go, You know, I think Max is hitting those REMs. Why don't we fucking move on?
Dawn, get over here.
Let's get some fucking frisky lady dude. Going on.
Dawn, you're my frisky lady, honey.
So you like...
pumped.
Oh, dude. So you like club music, but just to listen to
it. I listen to it on the... Yeah, dude. Like, specific songs. It's not like...
What's your go-to? What's your go-to to amp up Brendan Sagalo when you're on the train?
Oh, my God. You know, it's one of those situations where I can't think of it right
now. You
gotta
feel it?
What? You
no, because I have so
entertaining?
Many.
Entertaining?
I have...
Just toss one out. It doesn't have to be
your
we're
top not gonna
one.
Check.
I don't know.
Look at your phone. You can look at your phone.
No, I don't want to look at my phone.
Look at my phone.
I want to use my brain.
No, look
I do have a public Spotify that I've, for the past 7 years, I've made a...
No. Because public Spotify, you know, is public. So you're going
care.
Into that curating.
I don't care.
I mean, Sag just choked.
I want to know his fucking club. I
Let me give you a song. Let me give you a song.
Sag, you choked.
I just want to know if someone sees you on the D train and you're just going nuts in your head.
God damn it. I know that there's one. There's like, oh, didn't even need to look at it. Miss Hangover by Flo Rida. I listen to that on repeat. Dude, put that on.
I want to put it on.
Picture me on the fucking N train.
I want to know this. Just coming in from Queens.
Yes.
Is this you going down the stairs? This is going down the stairs the subway?
Slowly.
Right when you
or is this you walking up at fucking 36? He goes, uh-oh.
This is where you hustle up a little bit?
This is the local N train. Next stop will be 36th Avenue.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is 39th Street. Dutch Kills is the next stop.
I am not homeless.
Yeah. If you don't have a dollar, I'll take a smile.
Yeah. And I'm listening to this.
And you're
like, Hangover.
Damn, and, and then someone next to you goes, why is this guy breathing weird? Because they can't hear you. Because all they hear is cut the music. All they hear is Sagalo sitting next to him going like this.
Yeah, I'm kind of singing.
Sagalo, are you spinning around from the pole to pole like it's a musical?
Yeah, if I was alone on the train, I'd be spinning around.
Miss Hangover.
And your ears blaring.
Dude.
Do you ever get caught?
What, singing?
Rapping.
Yeah, all the time.
That made you nervous. Did you ever get caught? The 90 things ran through your head.
I don't smell her panties. I just take them, and then I give them back. I don't ever steal their underwear. I just go in there, and I want to see how they sleep. I just want to see where they're sleeping.
16's legal in Jersey.
Yeah. It's like the scene in Boogie Nights where he's like, it's just they're so small. Oh, and the colonel admits to being a pedophile. You're so hot. Jack, you got to believe me.
Dude, when I was drinking, I would be every night on the train with a fucking White Claw just rapping whatever I'm listening to.
No.
To the point where people like texted their friends and their friends reached out to me. I think that happened to Feeney. Like somebody reached out to Feeney and was like, I think Brennan's like rapping on the train very loudly.
Can I ask what do you would you know what kind of rap it was?
I actually know exactly what it was and it wasn't rap. It was Christmas carols. I was singing Christmas carols very loudly
like
on
what
the train.
One? Old ones or new?
All of them. I was finishing every single one. I was trying to think
Can
of
Can I ask you a question?
Because
I hate these people on the subway that sing at a regular volume with they have so we have to hear it, but they have earbuds in, so they're not hearing it. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, like, I hate it, yeah.
Was that what you were doing?
Yeah.
So you're just on the N train coming into the city.
The weather
just going,
outside is
I would have killed
the fire
you.
Is so I would have, delightful.
It's the most wonderful time. I'd be like, shut the
fuck up. It was around Christmas.
Up.
You know,
I actually, you don't like that?
Do it in the summer.
Look at his little rosy cheeks.
Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't love that
this,
little elf.
I got this little wayward elf.
Yeah, you're like, is he from the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Is he like one of those hidden children with the pointy ears?
Oh, if he broke into like a Kelly Clarkson Christmas album.
Or some Bublé.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I'll be home for Christmas. Dude, Sagalo crooning, holding a white claw on the train. You can count on me.
I'm walking by people and putting my hand to their cheek.
Mistletoe.
The fuck is this guy's
problem?
I saw Michael Bublé at, he did this Winter Wonderland thing at Studio 8H.
Here's the thing. He's permanently married to Christmas now. He took the Christmas check, and for Bublé's the rest of his natural life, he'll have to croon his ass off every time the seasons change.
Bro, he did a he did a version of White Christmas. So he sings White Christmas. The backup singers are all black, which was hilarious. And he's going, White Christmas. He finishes the song and goes, can't really say that anymore. He like says something like that. And it made the whole audience turn on him.
Oh, my God.
And he had to be like, come on, guys. Like, it got very awkward. But it was
I call it an Aryan Christmas. All right, we're having fun. Are you guys not? Dude, we called. Dude, boo.
That's so funny.
Dude, it was nuts. Yeah.
I can't say anything about these broads on stage with me. They get pissed off.
All I know is that the stage reeks of cocoa butter, if you know what I mean. Let's go on to the next one. And, what the fuck, dude?
I see this hair comes off.
Dude, Buble just being crazy racist. Yeah. He goes, I'll be home for Christmas. Not a lot of like of their dad. So. Yeah. What are you fucking doing? Dude.
What's happening?
Buble is the reverse hysterectomy. He makes moms wet. Buble gets moms
going. I guess I should be
saying.
He goes, there was Dasher, or I guess Dasha.
Yeah, we have fun here. Kwanzaa's not a real holiday.
Rudolph lost his nose. One of these broads stole it.
Yeah.
He goes, check out the nose of the guy in the front row. He looks like he's celebrating Hanukkah. I'll be home for Christmas.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, isn't Ramadan in the spring? Get out of here. Beat it, you heathen. You can count on me. Get out of here, you fucker.
Jesus was Jewish, but we don't hold that against him, folks.
Yeah.
The weather outside is frightful in Harlem.
Everyone knows Jesus was white. You can count on me.
He's just a racist.
People don't hear it because they're like, his voice is so good.
Oh, it reminds me of a simpler time. Yeah, for a reason. Yeah. He goes, remember how good things used to be for us?
Yeah.
And then he winks at a guy. The guy goes, don't do that.
Remember like, you could take your shirt off and your tattoos didn't scare people?
Oh, stop it. So what, I'm into alternative literature. Maybe do your own research. You can count on me.
6 million. It's not that many.
All I'm saying is, you want to make an omelet, you got to crack some eggs. You can count on me. Slavery's existed all over the world, mind you. He's like doing those
defenses. He's just been singing that one line for an hour and a half. God. You can count on me.
It's his Pablo Francisco moment. You think I can't get out of this?
What's that, sir?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
How about I leave? How about you suck my ding dong right there?
Oh, I forgot to say that.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, shout out to everyone in Sacramento who put up with me at least once a show going, what's that, sir? You think I can't get hands? What's that, sir?
How about you fuck up?
Whoa.
Dude, this guy on the Thursday show, I brought it up. It was a camper, a guy that listens to the show, and he goes, It happened right there. And he's like pointing to it at the stage. I go, yeah, there's not like a plaque where it's like, this is the place where Pablo Francisco lost his mind on drugs.
There should be.
Yeah.
You should
buy
one.
If the punchline was funny,
you should buy one.
I'm going to reach out to Molly and be like, I'm buying a plaque.
100%. There should be a plaque right there.
And just have it say in quotations marks, what's that, sir?
No, it should be a plaque. It should be a chalk outline of his body where he fell.
Yeah.
Because the stage goes up. So it should be right on the stage where it goes up.
What's that, sir?
What's that, sir?
What's that, sir?
You think I can't get out of this?
Suck my what?
Dude, that is so funny, man.
How about you suck my ding dong right there?
I love that he does it in the suck my ding dong right there.
Yeah, dude.
He turns into mud bone.
My mom loves Buble, dude.
She loves him.
I had to buy her a Buble CD like fucking 4 years in a row. Asking about him.
Yeah. It's weird when like your mom is like, has like the hots for a singer or something. My mom loves Ed Sheeran.
Really?
And every time it comes on, my boy.
Is it because it looks like, because he looks like you?
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird? Does your mommy have a crush on Brendan Schaub?
This is what you should have looked like.
I didn't even put that together, man.
Are you?
Yeah, she's like,
this is the son I wanted.
She's like,
God, can you imagine if your son can actually do something?
She is always calling me about my weight. She's always like, oh, I'm just worried about you.
Really?
Yeah.
A sweet mom. But then I bet she feeds you when you're at home.
No.
She doesn't?
No. My mom doesn't know how to cook.
She doesn't really.
What? How did you get this one?
All right. Well, don't lash out at Bob.
Sorry, you're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Jesus. Sorry. That was
me. You're like a homeless dog.
But this is Sagalo. Let me tell you something. Sagalo has rage under the he's like the Hulk. It's under the skin. Very one layer. You say one thing. What the fuck did you say?
Yeah.
He'll snap.
You know what I've been saying to myself lately? You can't see through the water when it's boiling.
Oh.
That's scary. That just scared the shit out of me. Here, here's a trick or treat Mickey.
No, it's a good thing.
Take that.
God damn, dude. When he fucking snaps on Feeny and fucking Cannon.
No.
And there's just him. There's
you know who's going first.
Yeah, Feeny.
Feeny is
He goes, Feeny, Cannon, whatever producer's in the room, so he can try to cover it up. But then when he's just sitting at one of your YKWD chairs, panting with blood all over his hands, he's going, and there's like the handprint on his cheek from the struggle, and he goes, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up, my
Feeny's gone. Feeny's gone first.
Oh, of course. I'm grabbing him by his stupid fucking hair and just smashing him into him.
He goes, why don't you do one of those fucking Welcome to Hell videos? Piece of shit.
Cannon's going to go because he doesn't dye his hair.
Yeah.
Well, you could have had it. Just dye your fucking hair.
Jet Black, you'd be a fucking superstar.
I can read Cannon more. I know that he's like, you know, he's got some demons that I can see. But Feeny, his life is too good. His life is too good. He's too handsome. He has no right to make fun of people.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
And then he comes after
you. He's coming up to privilege. Yeah, he's speaking from privilege.
And he's coming after you, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's,
so that's why you got so much heat.
Well, a year and a half ago, he was just sitting at the bar watching you and Cannon at the cellar just kill it. And now he just filmed a special at all four clubs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting Christmas cards from Esty while I'm struggling, showing up when I'm not even working there.
You know who my favorite is? Mike Feeny.
Oh, it's Mike Feeny.
Do you know who I forgot was alive? Brendan Sagalow. I did not know that he still breathed air.
I asked him to get me Israeli salad. I thought he was new waiter.
I go, Ed Sheeran looks terrible.
Ed Sheeran looks like shit.
What happened to him? Also, please avoid cancellation.
I gave this man a dollar. Mike Cannon?
Mike Feeny kisses.
Oh, his hair. He has Kruger hair.
Mike Feeny's like, what's going on? I'm drinking a martini.
Oh, the fucking martini.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Anybody want to know about a city?
I'm like Jim Carrey's son.
It's very Jim Carrey.
You know, Sagalow's getting a call after this. Hey, man. Could you?
Were you guys not shitting me? 100%.
Things are going good right now, dude.
No.
Oh, dude, we'll jump on the chat and just go to Tsushima. We'll fucking online video games. Me, Feeny, and Ian Finance and Andy Fiore.
It was fun, man.
Play this samurai game called Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Still I played that game.
No, you didn't.
Whoa.
No, you didn't, Bobby.
Fuck yourself.
You haven't played a game since Xbox.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Tsushima.
I love sushi.
It is racist.
I'm a big fan of sushi.
It's not about sushi. It's about samurai culture.
First of all, you don't even know. I got a samurai tattoo.
Do you?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, show me it.
Because I believe in samurai way.
What's the samurai doing?
It's a circle.
What's it called?
It's called Yashuko.
No, it's not. It's called Bushido.
That's what I said, though. Listen.
Bushido law.
Yeah, but the first original way they said it was Yoshiko.
No, show me
that
your
turned
samurai.
That turned into Bushido.
You are what we call a giant liar. When the cherry blossom changed, Bobby Kelly.
He just kicked me in the samurai way.
Right, that is the worst tattoo I've ever seen in my life.
That?
What is that? That's a house.
What does that mean?
Yeah, a little house on your ankle.
That's the house
of
the samurai.
It's Japanese for a house.
He goes, I will tattoo this man with the size of house.
Tell him it means respect.
When the man lose a crazy amount of weight.
Mine
trying to take me out?
Yeah,
he tried to HR me. Did you see that?
Yeah, he goes, I'll put your leg down. I'm uncomfortable.
He touched me physically.
He kicked me.
Yeah.
He was one of those kids that went, he pushed me.
That's how good Bobby is. We were just making fun of him. All he said was, did you see what he did? And you just jumped right on board.
I mean, dude, I mean, that's some serious allegations.
He kicked me.
I mean, do you see it?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts so much.
I was waiting for the, ow.
Oh, God.
When you go to be the victim.
Yeah.
Ow. Dude, my friend Garipe, shout out Beret, Fart Boxing Beret. But my buddy, I've told this story actually, I think pretty recently, but my buddy Danny was really good at football and I sucked. And he was like the starting left guard on varsity. And we were playing a stupid game at my friend's house, Ghost in the Graveyard. We're just like running from each other. We're being idiots. We were like sophomores or juniors. He was an important member of the football team, right? And you had to run to home base. And we ran to home base and collided and I hurt his knee.
Oh.
And he was like, my fucking knee, my fucking knee. And then I was like, oh, my ankle. And I started being like, oh, my ankle hurts.
Yeah,
you, oh, you hurt me too, so this is pretty even.
Have you ever been caught doing something as a kid, like you get in trouble, so you just start crying, and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to
do.
Oh,
no,
really?
I've never done that either.
I wasn't a giant pussy when I was a kid.
Yes, you fucking were.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, were. Yeah, no, I would. I would
yes,
freak out.
Yes, you were. Yeah, damn was, it, dude. That's so sensitive. Funny to do to a guest. Someone comes on, you just go, no.
Absolutely
trying
not.
Trying to say something to relate to you. Yeah. But you guys ever, who's this guy? Yeah, just make him feel so
hey, why
bad.
Don't you take a bathroom break and sit down while you piss, you fucking bitch?
Yeah. Brandon's a pussy. Brandon's a pussy. Brandon's a pussy. Brandon's a pussy.
I start crying.
And then I go, I got injured by that. You can't be mad at me. I'm the victim, too. Yeah, I would just flee when I would get in trouble. My mom would be like, you did something. I'd be like, good luck, dude. Your closing speed better get up.
I got punched.
Yeah. By a stepdad. But when they changed it out, you had a better stepdad.
I did, but I was already, it was done. I was 10.
Did you get hit close-fisted?
Yeah. In the face.
Oof.
In the stomach down a flight of stairs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So when my mom get punched.
When you popped up down at the bottom of the stairs, were you like, damn, I'm resilient?
Yeah.
No, I was crying and nobody was around to hold me.
You're like, Dad, you know I'm going to the disco later tonight.
You fucked up my leather shirt, Dad.
You said, Dad. My hair. Yeah. My hair.
Oh, God. Oh, what did you do to my hair?
Takes me a long time to get it nice and then you hit it.
Whoa. They go, oh, great. You beat Bobby into Saturday Night Fever references. Great, you hit my son into quoting Travolta. Did you have a moment when he left that you were like, it's over? Like the end of a horror movie?
You know what? You know
like
what
the sun's coming up and you're like, it's over.
One last.
You know
one
what a crazy person he is? So they're getting the divorce.
Sure.
They're selling the house. It's empty. We're leaving.
Yeah.
We're moving into a two-bedroom apartment. My mom's going to sleep in the living room on the floor.
Sweet lady.
Okay. He brings home, this is when it first came out, brings home Atari.
Wow.
So me and my sister come home after school. He's in the living room with just the couch and the TV left playing Atari. And we come in like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck is it? What's this? And he's like, nah, it's a video game. You want to play? He had two remotes and he let us play. Me and my sister. And I remember saying to my mom, hey, mom. Maybe you shouldn't divorce him.
Wow.
After he beat the shit out of you, beat the shit out of her. Did he ever put hands on your sister?
Yep.
This guy's a monster.
Wow. My mother went,
gosh, you're burning hell.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, and you go, I don't know. I'm just saying Frogger's fucking fun.
Yeah.
It was adventure. Remember adventure?
Yeah.
Oof.
Damn, dude.
He's just a human, mom.
Dude, people use video games. He's got flaws.
He's just a human.
Mom, sometimes there's a reason that there's a sunrise and a sunset. People are different.
Hey, mom, I was late. I should have been there on time.
Yeah.
And your young Boston accent, you're just like fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that change, mom. I'm just saying. The Bobby Kelly story.
I make mistakes, too.
But
I probably pushed him to the edge.
Do you ever think maybe some of this was your fault?
Yeah. You clean those stairs so nice. It's so slippery.
Yeah, maybe I slipped. I slipped and I fell.
Hey, and Lisa is fat, and I am stupid sometimes.
Yeah. You know how you probably could have got your mom back is if it was around Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Steven Singer announced his brand new 24-karat gold dipped rose color for 2023, and it's periwinkle.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Back to the sad. You were beaten without mercy.
Yes.
Held captive. Yes. Just to go off that fucking commercial voice and do. What was that circle of hell for you?
It was never ending.
Yeah.
Never ending.
Now, Dante has said that in certain levels of hell.
So your father beat you. Before you answer that, doesn't matter what comes, man's fresh by your side.
Did you ever think about putting a crash test dummy in your bed so it would take the blows? That's the Mentos. It's Mentos, but with kids getting beat.
Yeah.
He lifts up his shirt, it's all phone books.
Yeah, someone has a gun in their mouth, then there's like a side swipe, and it's a Mentos.
Oh. Yeah, that, did he die?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I actually met him. I saw him. I worked at Grossman's Bargain Outlet in high school.
Yeah.
Which is a, before they had Home Depot, they had the little, you know, Grossman's, and it was like the lumber store. And I would roll myself up in indoor, outdoor carpet to take naps.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Because you're in the carpet.
Yeah.
But what? Then how would you get out of your nap? Would you just roll out?
I'd roll up.
Yeah. He just rolls up like Willy Wonka. Someone rolls right out of it.
Does the thing that steps up?
Sure.
Someone would come up and be like, "Can I? Is anybody near Andy?" And I'd roll out and be like, "How can I help you?"
That is. That's were they awesome. Not like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
No, they would laugh or be like, "What's happening?" And then I go, "Can I get 8 feet?" And I'd be like, "Sure." And I have my razor blade and I cut 8 feet of indoor outdoor.
How deep of a nap would you get in that rug?
Oh, I hit REM sometimes.
It's snoring.
Yeah.
This is a fucking snore rug.
It got so bad.
Yeah, trying to cover for him, his buddy in the store. No, that's a fucking...
It's made from real...
Yeah, that's a Chinese snore rug. It's fucking super expensive, kid.
It got so bad I had to move my little thing to the insulation, which was in the back and up, so I made a little fort in the back.
Was that like asbestos, though? Are you worried about that at all?
It could get itchy on a hot day.
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
But you went in there. I had a nice little bed. You could take a quick power nap.
He
came in one day.
Oh, really?
Oh, he came in. I saw him come in, and my heart stopped.
Oh, my God.
Because I was older now, sober now. You know, I went through
hell
because
of that.
I mean, hell and jail and all these institutions and foster homes and rehabs. Here I am in high school. I have a job. I'm sober a couple years.
Did you want to fuck him up?
No, dude. My heart stopped.
Yeah.
I was just looking. I saw him. And I just said, hey, you get this. And I just went away.
Did until you go smoke he was gone. A cigarette?
I went in the back and I drove the fork truck.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just fucking cool off. Take a lap in the forklift.
I flat stacked 2x4s.
I would love if you rolled out of the carpet and told him off.
Yeah. Rolled out and you go, remember when you fucking put hands on me when I was a child?
I hit him with a 2x4.
And he goes, yeah, dude.
I use a PVC with a roofing nail right in his neck.
He goes, I fucking deserve that.
He's holding an Atari with a bow on it.
He goes, I guess you don't want this fucking brand new Atari.
Remember the time you let my little dog out, my Christmas present, and you let him out of the backyard, and then we found him on the tracks?
Oh, my God.
That was sad.
666-666-66.
Carmel.
That reminds me. How do you get to the airport? Wait, you had a puppy that he let out of the house?
I had an Afghan puppy named Bo, which means beautiful in French.
Oh, jeez.
And
sounds like he beat the queer out of you.
No, he didn't. Yeah. He beat it into
like,
me.
What's this dog's name?
He goes, pardonnez-moi? He's about to fucking light your ass up. He's like, whoa, whoa. Je ne parle français.
Je suis gonna get your ass kicked.
I didn't have any friends.
Je suis homophobic.
I didn't have any friends. And I remember when they got me Bo, it snowed out and I tied my sled to her and she took my sled over to the place where we would go sledding. And I remember it was so awesome to have this dog. She was so beautiful. And
would
then,
you go down the hill with her?
Well, she would come down, she would run down with me.
Sweet girl.
And then when I went home, I tied the sled and she dragged it home with me.
Sweet girl.
Yeah, aww. It was so, I loved, she was so beautiful. Afghan, did you ever see an Afghan?
No, bring up
beautiful,
her.
Beautiful dog.
And you just loved her. How old is she?
I loved her.
She a pup?
Dude, I didn't even have her, I had her for months. Maybe a couple months, maybe a month and a half. And he got so mad at us one day. Yeah.
Damn, wait, your dog was the starting quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
pull up baby one.
Trevor Lawrence was your fucking
puppy,
dog,
I'm sorry,
dude?
Puppy. Puppy. Yeah, I mean,
oh.
No.
Yeah, it was a little puppy one, like that, like over on the right hand, 'cause that's what she looked like over there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, gorgeous little dog. And oh, man, I was so happy. I mean, play with her every day. I'd go in the backyard when I came home from school. She was like my friend that
her,
I...
And her name was Bo?
Bo.
Now, can I tell you something? I don't mean to poke holes in the past. Yeah. Bo is a masculine name.
Oh, maybe it was a girl.
Was it Belle?
Can I call my mom?
Was it Belle?
No, it was Bo. And maybe it was a boy.
It might have been a boy.
You want me to call mommy?
No, we don't have to do that. I believe
we don't have to remind her of this.
Yeah, you don't have to bring up another traumatic.
Hey, mom, remember when you had a piece of shit ex-husband that beat your fucking kids, got one of his dogs killed? And she's like,
we were just talking about this on the radio.
I was just reading the Tom Brady Thirsty News, and I was in a better place in my head.
That is movie villain. Yeah. And listen,
stuff
man,
he did to you, Bobby.
It was bad. I have to call my mom. Terrible. I have to know.
I can't believe you didn't turn out like Dahmer or something.
I did. Look at me. I'm a fucking psycho.
Yeah, that is true.
And I've gained weight seven times.
I'm sure the victims are like, I'd rather he have become fat? A comedian.
I'd rather become a fat comedian. Mom. Ma.
Mommy.
Mom.
Mom.
Ma. Oh, God.
You have to tell her we're on the air.
She goes, I was just thinking about that shitty dog you had.
Oh, how you doing, Bobby? I was doing knuckle push-ups thinking about your stepfather.
Call me back. Oh, my God. She's probably screaming into the phone, Bobby, I can't hear. So, I hear you, but you can't hear me.
So this sweet little dog.
Let her out.
No.
Let her out. One day I came home. I was, where's Bo? And he's ran away, said. But he didn't. He let him out. He left the gate open, and she was a puppy, or he, I don't know what the fuck it was. It was my puppy, and I guess she ran away, and then they found a dog.
Jesus Christ, Lord. Jesus Christ, dude. Out of all the drops.
That was great.
This one's fucking sick. Wow.
I mean,
I heard it coming. I was like, there's no way to lose timing out.
Mom.
A perfect train drop.
Oh, my
Ma,
God.
You're on the radio right now with everybody, so don't swear, okay?
You can swear.
You can swear.
You swear.
All right, listen to me. Our dog. Remember the dog, Bo?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, jeez.
Now, was Bo a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Was it a, why Bo then? That's a masculine.
B-E-A-U.
Yeah.
But that's a guy name in French. Was it a boy or
but
it was a girl?
It was a girl.
Okay, now now Billy let her out, right?
He let her out in the yard and forgot to tie her up, so I divorced him.
That's why you fucking divorced him?
Yeah.
Not about us?
Yeah, well, you too.
We too? What do you mean, me too?
Oh, yeah, you too, I guess.
All right, listen.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
A fucking dog?
Yeah, not when he actually broke your back.
That was the third one in a line.
How many dogs did he do?
Dude, sweet Lord.
Dude, we had serial
Boris
killer.
And Ty, and then they made it. And then they had Alex, and then Alex had Bo. So.
But what was the dog you got that we got up in New Hampshire that was trying to bite me and Lisa every time that we had to get rid of?
That was Bo's brother. That there were two that lived from the litter.
Boris.
And somebody took it, but they just tied it to a tree and left it there.
Well, I'd rather. Okay. Jesus Christ!
This town sucks.
All right.
Sweet Lord, dude.
All right. What,
and
what happened? What happened to my cat Seamus? What happened to Seamus?
We had him. We had him drawn and courted. You know that.
Hang on. What happened to Seamus?
Seamus is on a farm in New Hampshire.
Oh,
it's all right. I gotta go. All right. I love you.
Yeah.
Hey, do you, Ma?
Yeah.
Oh, he's on a torture farm.
Hey, you supposed to call me back yesterday after you finished tinkling.
Mom, I gotta go. I love you so much. I'll call you on the way home. Goodbye. I love you. Bye.
Dude, your mom is the best.
God, that's awesome.
She goes, the cat, you fucking know that. You tortured it in that oil drama.
Yeah, you find out Bobby's like a young serial killer?
Yeah, the same thing you did to Bo.
Yeah. Bobby, you would light him on fire and say, look at the cat. Listen to the cat meow. It's fucking...
Bobby, you and animals didn't get along.
Oh, Bobby, you always said they had to pay for the sins of others.
You always said you liked how that liverless looked.
I'll tell you right now, nothing hurts more than a mom being like, why did you make that major decision and it's not involving you?
Yeah.
You go what?
Kicking him down the stairs I could take.
I just found that out right now.
That's so funny.
But I'm 52.
Yeah, and she goes, well, I divorced him because of the dog.
You and your sister, you could take a punch.
He punched me in the face.
Oh, you're my children.
Fifth grade, punch me in the face.
Dude. quite opposite lives. I was kissing Nick on the lips for that T-Rex with dino damage in fifth grade.
Oh, my God.
You kissed, you kissed dudes on the lips in fifth grade?
I kissed my stepdad because I was so excited he got me a T-Rex for my birthday. Nice. Jurassic Park was coming out. I was like, bah! And I was like, oh, no. And then Nick grabbed me by my neck and he went, you're mine now. No, he's cool. He never fucked me. Thank God. Oh, thank God.
Was that an option?
I don't know, dude, because honestly, probably would have.
Why not?
You're a handsome cute, man.
Cute little kid with a flat butt.
Damn, dude, your dog got fucking let out.
Yeah.
My dog came back. He ran away one time.
Yeah.
And then he just
came back with an eye patch on.
Dude, he did the coolest thing in the world. He went to this hot girl's house.
What?
And then hung out with her dog. And then she called and I had to act like I didn't know who she was.
Wow.
She was 2 years older than me in high school, Renee. She called and she's like, I saw her name on the caller ID because I convinced Trish to get caller ID my senior year so I can know when the school was calling to ignore the call. And I saw the caller ID was her last name. And I was like, oh, it's probably your dad or her brother. And I picked up and she's like, hi, is this Dan? My name's Renee. I have your dog, Montana. And I was like, oh, yeah, where do you live? Do you live on Nassau Drive? And then I went and picked her up.
Wine and flowers?
Dude, I went and picked him up, and I couldn't even look at her in the face. I was like, hey, thanks. And then I did the gayest shit. I did the gayest thing I've ever done in my life. I got my dog. She handed me back my dog, and I went, come on, Montana. And we ran. She trotted away. We went, come on, Montana.
You were trying to show her that you could also run as fast as a dog.
I swear to God, I remember walking into my garage and being like, why did I do that?
Why did I
trot away from her?
Dude, the looking away from a girl that you had a crush on was my move. I'd just be staring at them all of class, and then the minute they kind of felt me, I'd just look away.
She was too.
Dan did best in show.
Dude, I did. I did a run. She was 2 years older than me, and she was like the hottest girl that I think ever went to my high school. And she was like, ended up becoming a Broncos cheerleader. So that moment, I was like, dude, thank you, Montana. And Montana was like, I was like, dude, you're a
pussy.
Yeah, he goes, you didn't even look at her, you pussy.
Hey, why'd you do that queer jog at the end, dude?
Pussy.
Oh, Montana, why are you crying? Because you're such a pussy. Yeah.
I go, oh, that's crazy, you found my dog. I go, yeah, sorry, Montana, it was just that cock shortening surgery. Yeah, I had to go to a class that says I'm too good at eating pussy. I got in trouble again because I ate another supermodel's pussy.
Yeah, dude, if you say goodbye like this, you say goodbye to her, you're like, all right, see ya.
Yeah, dude, I can't believe I did that. I did the trot.
I can't believe you did that on radio.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, is this live?
I can get it act out.
Are we recording?
Yeah, dude, where'd you go?
Oh, dude.
I don't know, I thought maybe they'd hear my footsteps slamming on
clunking
the ground.
Back.
Clunking on the ground.
Dude, he did a running bit, yeah. But away, he actually ran away from the microphone.
It's called being innovative.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to bring a new element to the show.
Fucking Sagalo's the best.
Dude, well,
Sagalo just did an act out.
This is something. Do we have that story about the 23-year-old guy who's dating the tiny girl? I think, Christine, I think you might have it. Yeah. There was this reality show that we found out about.
Yeah.
And this is a good subject to talk about because Jay talked about it on Skanks, so we can talk about it here. I think it's safe. But there's a reality show on TLC, I think it is, or it might be. I think it's TLC, where the girl looks like an 8-year-old, but she's actually in her 20s.
Yeah.
It's called
Wednesday?
Shauna Ray.
Oh, sorry.
That's good. Yeah. It's called Shauna Ray.
I am Shauna Ray.
I am Shauna Ray.
Yeah.
I am Shauna Ray. This girl looks like a small child.
Yeah.
And her voice is weird. If you can bring up the Shauna Ray thing, though, first before we get to this, so that we can give a little bonfire context, if you will. The TLC does a little thing called I'm Tiny and Perverts Want to Fuck Me. Yeah. No, I forget. It's called I Am Shauna Ray. And it's just, yeah, there she is.
What did she look like when she was like 18? Did she look like a baby?
I don't know. She's like Megan, the robot movie, yeah. If it was real.
Yeah.
This Megan ass looking ass bitch. If you bring up like a clip of it, she's
and how old is she? 25?
She's in her 20s and she's like, Katie and I ended up watching an episode.
Yeah, I remember watching a clip she's of like, her being like, I would love to have someone to love me. Oh, I just want to go get a tattoo.
She has little person voice.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm just a big 23-year-old. I would love to have sex with a big man.
Her vocal cords didn't grow.
All these pedophiles were like, oh, sweet sassy molasses.
Oh, my God. There is a Jesus.
She's the Heineken Zero for pedophiles. She goes, Jesus Christ. Is there alcohol in this thing?
I can fuck you and it's fine.
And like Chris Hansen.
He's checking inside the closet. Yeah. He's like, okay.
He walks in, he goes, I know a Hansen setup when I see
one.
Yeah,
they're not even trying to make them look.
He goes, yeah, usually you're in the other room yelling downstairs, but I know this.
Right. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yeah. I get it.
Hey, sport, what are you doing here? I know the questions.
Yeah, no. It'd be funny though if they like got married and then at their wedding day he's like, take a seat. Chris Hansen comes out. I knew it.
He goes, anybody have to say a word against this marriage? It's Chris Hansen. He goes, why don't you take a seat? Here you can play a clip of her.
All right. Out of the closet. See? I'm gonna eat my closet.
What a nightmare.
My sister's house.
Of a my life,
sister,
you know
my sister.
I mean, yeah, dude. If you're her older sister, you gotta swat away pedophiles from her constantly.
Yeah. Or you look like her mom.
That'd be sick, though. What? Like, dude, act like my kid.
Yeah.
Watch this. And I'm going to toss her around.
They could be con men.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. You could do so many cons with a kid that looked like that. Oh, my God. I'd be conning all day and night.
Yeah, grifting.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
Dad, where are you?
And he goes,
Mom?
Thanks. I mean, that's what Gary Veeder's dad did. He was a con man.
No way. Really?
Dude, Gary Veeder's dad used to tell people that Gary was a reporter for Sports Illustrated for kids. And then he would get him into like locker rooms at Madison Square Garden. Gary Veeder, as a kid, met John Elway, Michael Jordan. He was at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup 1994 Finals.
Wow.
When the Rangers beat the Vancouver Canucks. And he was like, he got to like be in the locker room because they legitimately thought he was a Sports Illustrated for kids. They did a whole article on it.
They're
in Sports
drunk
Illustrated.
Grabbing a young Gary Veeder. Put this down, kid.
Yeah.
Write this.
Hey, you're the fucking kid from Sports Illustrated for kids. Yeah, huh? Tell him I knew we were going to win the cup. Huh? Kiss me. It's a Canadian tradition. Kiss me on the mouth, you fucking hoser. What, you don't like fucking losers? Kiss me.
What if she's not that big? What if everything in the house is just huge?
That's hilarious. They do a Lily Tomlin. Yeah. Just make big fucking chairs
bullshit.
And shit.
She doesn't know we're all giants.
She's fucking 5'7". She's an average height.
Yeah.
She's actually pretty tall for a woman.
While she sleeps, we put helium in her mouth.
She doesn't understand that we are all giants. All her family's like, well, we actually suffer from gigantism.
Yeah, we didn't want to feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's actually easier to make her think she's tiny.
So it's a lot easier than her letting her know that all of us are going to die at a very young age because giants don't live long.
Yeah, we're like Great Danes.
Yeah, we are. We're like the Great Danes of family.
Online dating profile a while ago, but I realized online dating wasn't for me, so my mom suggested that I give matchmaking a shot.
Stop. How old is she?
23.
Oh, I can't. This is nuts.
Nuts, but this again... Imagine that your brain is broken and you're sexually attracted to children. This is best case scenario.
You can't fuck her.
I mean,
you can.
You can. Legally,
but
can.
You can't.
Legally, you can. I mean, the post-nut regret.
Yeah.
Where you would fucking, you would come and you'd be like, oh, I'm a fucking monster.
And she jumps on roadblocks on an iPad.
Oh, my God. Dude, yeah. She's just building fast. And then you go, what are you doing, lover? And she goes, nothing. I'm playing my game.
I'm playing Josh in Minecraft.
They could do a lot of like online pranks.
Yeah, if they fucked and she goes, when she's done, she goes, do you mind if we toss on some Blue's Clues?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, did you see the latest Henry Danger? Wasn't that epic?
Oh my God. You know what I love after a good fucking is Dora the Explorer. I love to go on an adventure and you're like, are you sure you're not a child?
Dude, you know what you could do?
Do you have any balloons?
She goes, oh, you know what I could do right now? Color. You know what I love doing after I fuck like an animal? Color.
Can we get Smashburger?
Yeah. Do you guys have any dino nuggets? Do you have any dino nuggets with dippy sauce? Because after
dippy
I fucking
sauce.
After I come.
This is fucking terrible, dude.
Well, dude, she's dating a fucking guy now. She's dating a guy. Here it is in the New York Post.
Tom Brady?
It says, I'm dating a 23-year-old woman who looks like an 8-year-old girl. I'm not a creep. You've given yourself up, dude.
Yeah, you didn't
can't
that
say
last part.
That's it. You can't say I'm
you
a
have
creep.
To play stupid. You have to play stupid. Isn't Does it weird that she looks... She looks... Yeah, I guess.
She looks
like... He's looking down at her. Yeah, I guess so.
He goes, hey, dude. He goes... Wait, are you sure she's over in a sandbox?
Yeah.
He goes, dude, you sure, dude?
He's like, he grabs somebody's hand. He's like, come on, babe, let's go. It's an actual 8-year-old. Yeah.
She's not that young. She comes up, I made you a bracelet. Yeah.
She goes, this is our house and that's our dog.
He goes, shit.
Dude, she's like an artist, man. Draw little stick figures.
Is this him?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, play it. This is beautiful. I'm so glad we have video.
Hell yeah.
Oh, praise Allah.
Is that her on the bar? That's nuts.
Oh, she works a bar?
Yeah, dude, it's called Tots and Suds.
It's called Chucky Beer.
Dude, how many
fucking... It's called Little Boozies.
Drunk assholes make jokes at her like, can I pay you in teddy bears, sweetheart?
Hey, how about I put you on my shoulder like a parrot?
Yeah.
And she goes, Walt, your wife left you. And he goes, I know.
Can I pay you in teddy bears?
He goes, I'd kill just to have her back one more night. Hey, American girl, I'm getting a little light here in my fucking whiskey.
Someone's like, I don't like going to that bar because one of the bartenders looks like my daughter who doesn't talk to me anymore.
You can
actually,
never.
I lost my kid in a car accident and she looks just like her.
Do you want another drink, Daddy? Well, oh no, look to the left.
And he goes.
You could never fuck her in public.
No.
What?
You can never fuck your wife.
Yeah, I don't think that's how I stack up a relationship.
I fuck my old hag of a girlfriend in public all the time.
On our first date, I go, Katie, what's your fucking in public strategy?
Yeah, but if you fucked her in public, you'd be beaten.
If you kissed her in public.
Yeah. Could you imagine that?
If you gave her like a fucking relationship kiss where you go, dude, when I get you home?
Dude, yeah, that's what they should do. They should do that and put it on TikTok and just film people's reactions.
You just go to a park, let her swing for a little bit, come back over to the bench and just start making out with her.
Yeah.
He goes, God, you got so high.
I thought you were going to go completely over.
Do you remember how fucking high you got?
Dude, if you go completely over, I'm going to come.
Baby, come here. You're so good at the monkey bars.
Yeah.
Mm. You can't. Here, play the Instagram video of him being like, oh, I swear to God, I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah. I knew her age. I knew all that. That's crazy, dude.
It's crazy because her pussy gets wet like an adult. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Actually, the worst part about it is her pussy's not tight.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
He goes, she actually got a beefy one. And then, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Every time he says something.
But Judge, I'm not a creep.
Yeah,
she's 23.
He goes, I understand. It just looks alone. I got to put you away.
You shouldn't be kissing her at a McDonald's.
Is it bad that I'm looking at the likes and I'm getting jealous?
Yeah, he's got a lot of likes.
What I meant was, I saw the first season of the show.
He's English?
Exactly.
Oh, I just thought she was a grown adult.
Oh, stop it. Carnies are available all the time.
We had these people in our land. Yeah. They were called hobbits.
The bird's a bit small, isn't it?
Yeah. I got this wild bird of the thing. He goes, tell you a little thing about this. I call him a little crumpet.
I'm going to tell my joiners we took it to the ball game.
No, it's not a big deal if you're having sex with a child.
Yeah, you ever smoke a fag after sex with a woman who's from a child?
A lady that looks like a child is much different than an actual child. Why don't you Americans grow up a little bit? Oh, Winston Churchill had a child bride as well.
So, yeah, me mates are telling me she's 23 or more. That's mental.
I'm over there looking at her going, you must be straight off a little pirate ship. What are you, a pygmy?
It's awesome. We go to dinner. It's very cheap. She gets chicken McNuggets and fries.
Oh, we get the fish and chips. She has one. I have the rest. Fill her up, bing, bang, boom.
Bing, go bang, home, boom. Watch some Harry Potter.
Oh, we have a little bangers and mash. I'll take her back, turn her out.
I put her in a crib, tuck her in.
Yeah. I'll tell her a little story.
I'll tell her about the IRA is who I tell her about.
Yeah. My name's Jason Statham.
It's Irish, I know. I think that has something to do with England, doesn't it?
Let's keep playing it.
inspired by her emotional strength.
Shut the fuck up. You were inspired by her emotional strength?
Yeah, she had to pull that bar thing. You know how heavy that is to her?
She goes, this is the equivalent of a 70-pound weight for you.
Yeah, you can do a Guinness, but I can't. Took me 3 years.
He goes, well, I could only call her what some would call a powder keg of sexual energy.
He's royal British now.
Yeah. Actually, Prince Andrew told me it was quite beneficial to have sex with her.
As she touched me, I felt alive. Have you ever had sex with a tiny child? You feel...
It's quite lovely.
Alive.
I gotta hear this.
There's some flowers and a card saying... Go live your best life, wishing you all the happiness you deserve. Of course, I did this show knowing I was going to get some hate, but it's very important to remember that Shauna is an incredible 23-year-old woman who has a disability. So as you're building a connection with her, it's important to acknowledge her disability and look past that and build it with who she is as an individual. You know, she's this incredible, inspiring 23-year-old woman who just happens to be a little bit short. And as soon as you say...
He goes, but I'm not going to lie, the domestic violence is fun. I choke slam her, I toss her around like a doll.
No, she beats him.
Dude.
I have to admit something.
We play Master Blaster. She rides me shoulders around. And then I'm just a simple love slave.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Oh my God, dude. The way he's like leaning into it, it's like, dog, you've got...
Well, he just keeps saying 23-year-old woman. She's a 23-year-old woman.
I need to reiterate. She's 23 years old. Hold on. Before we do anything else, she's 23.
She has volcano tits of a 13-year-old girl.
It's insane how good the pussy is. But she's 23.
Yeah. Her pussy tastes like Skittles.
They're in public. He's like, I can't believe you're an adult.
Yeah, wow, you're almost 24.
That's crazy.
Yes, she does believe in the Easter Bunny. It's a problem.
The tooth fairy.
Yeah. She still has baby teeth. But I do assure you they hurt as much on your cock as adult teeth. I really give her a good Rogering.
Rogering!
and then we paint. We finger paint. It's quite lovely.
It's quite lovely, actually.
Oh, this fucking creep.
And role-playing is amazing.
And he goes, oh, we could do Peter Pan. We can do so many things. We do Lost at the Mall. Oh, you Lost at the Mall? Don't scare me like that again.
Amber.
I better give you your punishment in the car.
We pretend to be God of War.
Oh, we do things called aphylactic pleasure. Hit play. I want to watch the end of this.
What?
I don't know. I blew it. I blew a tire.
I thought it was funny.
I had a flat tire on the highway. I had to get off. I had to pull
what
off.
Is aphylactic?
I meant, what's it called? When you
choke?
Epileptic?
No, when you have an allergic. Something shock. I can't. I'm just,
oh,
I'm anaphylactic.
And there it is. What is it?
Is it anaphylactic?
Yeah, anaphylactic.
Anaphylactic. I fucking.
Hey, dude, I liked it.
I blew the tire and I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull off.
I was curious. I just wanted to know what it was. Anaphylactic.
I knew a girl in my science class named Anaphylactic. Anyway, doesn't matter what comes, but just reach me by side.
Yeah, you're going to sit in that one.
I'm going to let you know something about me. I don't sit in anything. Yeah.
We got to get to the end of this because we got to take our last break. But man, this show's flying by. All
right. A real world connection with someone else, you dehumanize her. Which is absolutely disgusting.
Shut up. Absolutely disgusting.
And she cries and cries.
Go. You're fucking weird, dude.
Yeah,
how are you talking shit to us?
Yeah.
You're weird, bro.
This piece of shit got regular sized chairs for his house.
This guy's.
Why don't you get her a fucking chair for her, you piece of shit?
You got to give her steps like she's a fucking chihuahua so she can get up on the bed.
She's on the fucking kayak. It's regular size.
Yeah, you can't go bowling with her because they don't have children's shoes. This guy's calling us dicks.
This piece of shit.
Human being, she deserves to have relationships and connections.
Put her in the back seat, by the way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she shouldn't be in the front seat.
She should be facing the back.
Yeah, dude, she's going to go through there like a bag of cat litter.
That airbag's going to smash her head.
She's going to be in a halo from the fucking rear end.
Yeah, she should be in a child seat.
Shouldn't she be sitting backwards in the back seat?
Yeah, exactly. She should not be in the front seat.
I don't think she meets the 40-pound weight minimum for a seatbelt.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, cop pulls over. I swear this is my girlfriend. Oh, buddy, you're digging yourself in deeper.
And you're British.
If they get into a fight, though, and she
can do whatever she wants.
Could you
imagine grounded.
That? If you get into a fight.
This man makes me kiss him on his swimsuit region.
honey, can you not do that? Not right now.
She's an adult. She's a 23-year-old
I assure you, we are going through a little bit of a tough period. She is not a child.
He made me put hot dogs inside my vagina.
All right, buddy. You better say something or else you're getting under arrest.
She goes, I'm this many.
And he goes, I promise you, she's 23 years old.
He's getting thrown into the cop car. Yeah. She's just walking back, not even looking at it.
Lighting a cigarette.
Yeah. She's lighting a cigarette, right?
But it's huge. Looks like a cigar.
It's a bubblegum cigarette.
Yeah. Another piece of shit behind bars.
Dude, that's what she's got to do.
She needs relationships.
That's what she's got to do. She's got to be like some sort of like pedophile catcher. Yeah. That's her job.
I mean, dude, she's the ultimate.
Or pedophile fucking adjuster.
Who can she get? Yeah, who could ever be with her that is not creepy?
This limey fuck is trying to explain his way into it.
This guy's fucking.
He goes, I promise you, I don't jerk off to anything weird. Don't look at my internet history.
I bet little.
Some people aren't emotionally mature enough to understand that you can have a deep connection based on.
Yep. Everyone in the studio's hands up right now because we all don't understand how you can have an emotionally deep connection with a child. I say child. I come now. I come home and my wife, Camille, handles the money. He says my son wants to go see Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, we got to take a break. Fucking bad, a child. Huh? Right.
Fuck, dude, we are running so behind. BrendanSagalow.com, RobertKellyAlive.com, BigJComedy.com, DanSutter.com.
Thank you for listening.
That was just a portion, a tiny sliver, a morsel of the entire show. You want the whole thing? Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer that is tremendous.
Shh. It's so good.
It's going to make your family upset with you.
We're going to lose money over here. And you can go to BigJComedy.com and DanSoder.com for our stand-up dates.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.